This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The head of the United Nations says a leadership gap is undermining the world's efforts to curb global warming. Days before presidents and prime ministers from around the globe gather for a climate summit in Glasgow. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters on Tuesday that time is running out to cut green gas emissions to meet the goals of the 2015 Paris Accord and avert the world of global warming. Guterres spoke at the launch of a new report by the UN Environment Program that found fresh pledges by governments to cut emissions are raising hopes but aren't strict enough to keep global warming from exceeding 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. President Joe Biden also will be in attendance. Speaking of the U.S. presidents, he's having a sit-down on Friday with a fairly prominent resident of the Vatican. Walt Ratliff has this from Associated Press.
President Joe Biden travels to the Vatican on Friday to meet Pope Francis. The world's two most prominent Roman Catholics will be celebrating a shared outlook on church teaching and vital social issues. The Pope upholds Catholic doctrine opposing abortion and same-sex marriage, but he has irked some conservative Catholics in the U.S. and elsewhere by emphasizing other issues that mesh with Biden's priorities. Biden faces unwavering opposition from many U.S. Catholic bishops over his stances on abortion and LGBTQ rights. Biden is the second Catholic president of the United States. He displays his faith openly, often wearing a rosary and attending Mass routinely. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Several protesters needed medical treatment Tuesday following mass demonstrations in Khartoum against the Sudan military's apparent coup. The Sudanese military seized power on Monday, more than 2 years after a popular uprising forced the overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir. In response, Sudanese citizens flooded the streets of Khartoum and other cities in the country in protest. This is VOA.